Good morning.
Good morning.
So I just returned from my Christmas break, and yeah, go ahead.
我刚刚从圣诞节的 break 假期回来，休假回来。
So God has been really faithful to me this break.
神非常的照看顾我。
So on New Year's Eve, we made some dumplings.
在新年晚上，我们包了饺子。
With some students from the local university.
从我们周围的大学里的学生来和我们一块包饺子。
And two of them agreed to come to a Bible study at my parents' church.
其中两个人的同意到我父母的教会里来参加圣经的学习。
I also had a wonderful opportunity to see God's creation in Florida.
我也有很好的机会去看在 Florida 看动物园。
We saw some alligators and some manatees.
我看到了些鳄鱼和水牛。
And God really protected us in all of these times.
Really,
保护了我们。 God has been so faithful.
神是这样的信实。
And I hope you experience His faithfulness this break as well.
我希望你也体验到了，在这个假期里体验到了神的信实。
So today we're going to look at how God was just as faithful in the ancient times.
今天我们要看一看神在我们在亘古很久以前也是一样的信实。
The Old Testament shows us that God was the same yesterday as He is today and He will be in the future.
旧约就显明了我们的神是昔在、今在、永在的神。
So as we enter the new year, we can look forward confidently.
当我们进入新年的时候呢, 回顾过去我们就很有心里很有确信。
God will be faithful.
神将一样的信实。
So in today's passage,
今天的信息,
we pick up when the Israelites had already arrived in the promised land for many generations.
所以今天的信息呢,我们开始从以色列人已经到了应许地,已经定居下来好几代了。
So in 1 Samuel 7 verse 1, it tells us the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord, and they brought it to Abinadab's house on the hill, and consecrated Eleazar his son to guard the ark of the Lord.
在撒母耳记七章第一节，基列耶林人就下来，将耶和华的约柜接上去，放在山上亚比拿达的家中，分派他的儿子以利亚撒看守耶和华的约柜。So
the Israelites didn't have the Old Testament like we do, but they did have a few things to remind them of what God had done for them in the past.
以色列人那个时候没有旧约，像我们现在有这本书，但是他们也有一些东西可以提醒他们神在过去对他们的作为。
So one of these things was the Ark of the Covenant.
其中呢就是这个约柜。
The Ark of the Covenant was the place of God's judgment for the Israelites.
约柜呢是在以色列人出埃及的途中神的居所。
The Ark probably looked something like this.
约柜可能看起来像这样。
On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would bring a sacrifice and sprinkle its blood on the ark.
在赎罪日的那一天，大祭司要在ark的前面献上祭，要把动物的血弹到四人座的东面和南面。
This blood represented how the Israelites deserved death for their sins.
这个血呢，就象征着以色列人已经犯了死罪。但是呢，这些血就暂时把他们的罪给掩盖了。But their
sacrifices temporarily covered over their sins. Besides the ark itself, there were a few things that were always with the ark.
除了约柜以外，还有一些其他的东西物品总是和约柜放在一起。So
the first was Aaron's staff.
第一个呢，就是亚伦的杖。
So some men challenged Aaron's and Moses' leadership.
有的时候呢，以色列人就向摩西和亚伦的权威挑战。
So God used Aaron's staff to show that He had chosen Aaron.
神就用亚伦的杖来告诉以色列人，他有绝对的选择权。
Number 17 tells us what happened.
民书记, 17章,
a staff from a member of each of the 12 tribes of Israel was put in a tent.
从每一个 tribe里边 以色列的支派里边 选一个帐放到 牧会里边
And the next day Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff which represented the tribe of Eli had not only sprouted but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds.
神奇的是第二天当摩西进入会幕内的时候呢，这个只有亚伦的杖，从这个十二个支派的杖中，只有亚伦的杖不但生了花，剥开了花，而且结了熟杏。
The Lord said to Moses, put back Aaron's staff in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so they will not die.
所以耶和华就吩咐摩西说，把亚伦的杖放还在法柜约柜前，给这些背叛自己留作记号，这样你就使他们向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。
So how cool is that? Almonds.
哇，仅用一夜的时间，枯树发芽，结成成熟的杏，真是好棒啊！
Aaron's staff would serve as a reminder of God's leadership.
亚伦的杖呢，提醒我们神有绝对的选择权，他想选择谁做领导，谁就要做领导。So
the second item that was always with the ark is manna.
第二个物品呢 ，always 总是和约柜在一起的就是 manna.
So while the Israelites traveled 40 years in the desert on their way from Egypt.
当以色列人在 在旷野中 行走40年的时候
They needed something to eat.
对，他们要吃东西。
So God provided a miraculous food for them.
所以神就给他们这个神奇的物吃的东西去吃。
So every morning the Israelites would wake up surrounded by manna on the ground.
所以每天早晨以色列人醒来的时候，他们睡觉的旁边就有这个 manna 出现。
Manna literally means what is it?
从字面上理解 manna 就是说这是什么？
The Israelites had never seen anything like it.
以色列人从来没看过这样的东西。
But that's why God had them keep some to show future generations.
这是为什么神要他们保留一些 manna， 所以他们可以给他们下代人去看。
So Exodus 16 tells us that Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded: Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generations to come." So they can see the bread I gave you to eat in the wilderness when I brought you out of Egypt.
所以出埃及记16章32节，摩西说：“耶和华所吩咐的是这样，要将一满俄梅尔的玛拿留到世世代代，使后人可以看见我当日给你们领出埃及地，在旷野所给你们吃的食物。”
And then finally, the Ark of the Covenant also had the two tablets of the covenant.
最后呢，和约柜老在一起的呢，是这个两块石板，两块约板。So
God agreed that He would always protect and love His chosen people, and Israel agreed that they would abide by God's laws, which were included in the two tablets of the covenant.
所以呢，这两块石板就说明证明了神有应许，只要以色列人总是服从神的命令，神就要永远的爱他们，保护他们。
So God's part of the covenant is shown in Exodus 19 when he said, "It now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation."
I don't have that.
And then the people all responded together that we will do everything the Lord has said.
百姓都同声回答说，凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。
So the ark had all these things with it that represented the incredible history of the Jewish people.
Ark, 约柜和这些在约柜里的物品，亚伦的杖 ，manna 和这些约板，代表着以色列的历史。
When we look ahead to the New Testament, we see how Jesus Christ fulfilled that incredible history.
从回顾这些历史，在我们在从看新约，我们就能看到，很容易的看出耶稣基督到世上来是怎样，就是为了应验成全这个历史。
So similar to the Old Testament sacrifices, Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God whose blood had to be shed to cover over our sins once for all.
和旧约中被献祭的羔羊相似，我们的主耶稣基督就是神的羔羊，到这儿来为了救世上的人，要把自己的鲜血献出来 ，shed blood.
So when John the Baptist first saw Jesus, he exclaimed, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
所以当洗礼的约翰一看到耶稣，他就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊，是来除去世人罪孽的。”
And just like God provided manna for the Israelites to eat for 40 years in the desert, so too is Jesus Christ the bread of life.
也正像神，为以色列人在旷野中准备了 manna 一样，神也为我们世上的罪人准备了耶稣基督，是我们作为生命的粮。
John 6:35 says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'"
约翰福音六章三十五节说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So what I really want to say is that the past is the best indicator for the future.
这里我特别想说的就是说，过去的行为和将来的行为是有连贯性的。
So if we put ourselves in the time of 1 Samuel 7, we can look at both the past and the future and see how God acted.
所以如果我们把自己放在撒母耳书第七章这个时间点上，我们就有幸可以既可以回顾过去，也可以看将来。
The Ark of the Covenant showed God's leadership with Aaron's staff, His provision with the manna, and His righteousness with the law.
这个约柜呢，就表达了就象征了约柜象征了神这个神的选择权，manna 就象征了神的预备和供给，然后这个 law 呢，就显出了神的公义正直。
And then in the future, God's same traits show up with Jesus as the bread of life and the Lamb of God.
所以神的这样的本性呢，就显示在神给我们提供了神的羔羊，我们的耶稣为我们生命的粮。
But I want to be clear that the time in between is not easy at all.
但是我想说的呢，是这个中间这段时间不是很容易的。
Today's passage is at least 1,000 years before Christ.
今天的信息发生在至少1000年以前，在耶稣基督第一次来世上1000年以前。
So the ultimate fulfillment of God's law, it was a long way away.
到神的律法完全应验还有很长一段时间。
Even the direct fulfillment of God's plan still took time.
因为即便是神直接的应神的话直接应验也还有一段的距离。
So if we look at verse 2, it says that the ark remained at Kiriath-Jearim for a long time, 20 years in all.Then all the people turned back to the Lord.
如果我们看撒母耳第七章第二节，说约柜在基列耶斯很久，是过了20年，以色列全家才全都倾向耶和华。
So at that time, Israel was not close to the Lord at all.
在那个时候，以色列人的心并不全心归向耶和华。
And for 20 years, the Israelites struggled.Before turning back to the Lord completely.
所以有20年的时间，他们苦苦挣扎，直到最终他们的心转向了耶和华。
So I heard a testimony from my girlfriend Yuqing, who attended the Chinese Missions Conference last month.
我听到了我女朋友告诉我的一个见证。她是从从一个中文的传道会的大会上听到的。
She talked with a missionary who is currently in her 50s and works with college students leading Bible studies.
她是听一个传道人，一个传教士。她现在是她已经五十，是她的50几岁了。她在大学里边传教。
So when this missionary was 35 years old, she first heard God's calling for her to go into full-time ministry.
这个传教士在35岁的时候，他就知道神要招呼他去做全职的传教。
Every time she read the Bible, she would be moved to tears.
Every time 当她读圣经的时候，她就感动得痛哭流涕。
She knew that God was calling her.
她深深地知道神在招呼她。
But something was holding her back.
但是就是有些事情她就是放不下。
Even at age 35, she had no boyfriend.
她已经35岁了，但是还没有男朋友。
She said to herself, I don't want to be a full-time missionary until I am married.
她就对自己说，我不太想全身侍奉，直到我结婚有了丈夫。
And when she looked at all the missionary couples around her, she saw how joyful it was to serve as a couple.
因为她看到她周围的传教士，看到他们夫妻同时为主做工，非常幸福，所以她也很羡慕这样的。
And she felt pressure from her family.
她 also, 她也是从家庭成员中很有压力。
And she knew that she was so old that she might never have her own children.
她也知道她就自己慢慢变老了，可能一辈子都不要有孩子了。
So over the next several years, she kept waiting for a husband before she would completely follow God.
是下接下来的年月里，她就在全心全意地等候着一个丈夫。
And whenever a man in her fellowship was interested in her, she would be really honest and open about how God was calling her to go into full-time ministry.
The thing is, just the 困难就是，当每次她在碰到一个男士对她很有兴趣，她就很坦白地告诉他们说我要去做传教士，我在等着这样的时候。
But two times, men who were really interested in her.Suddenly lost interest when they found out that she was going into full-time ministry.
那因为她总是这样告诉人，所以有两次男士对她感兴趣，听到这些话就放弃了。
The rejection weighed heavily on her.
这样的拒绝使她心情非常沉重。
She didn't understand why God was not allowing her to find her husband.
她就是不理解为什么神不赐给她一个丈夫。
After a lot of prayer, she finally saw clearly that God was not her master in the relationship area of her life.
经过多方的祈祷，她最终发现要把这个决定权，这个她生活里这样一部分也完全的交托给主。
So that day, God set her free.
就在那一天，她就感觉自由了。
She put away the idolatry of seeking a husband.
她发现她找丈夫其实是她生活中的一个偶像，所以她就把她去掉了。
And she allowed God to lead her.
她就让神进到她的生命里来做主宰。
After 5 years after God had constantly been calling her, she ended up in full-time ministry with college students at age 40.
所以最终五年之后，经过神招呼她五年，她最终成为了一个全职的传教士。在大学里边。
And after 12 years of ministry, she attended a Chinese missions conference.
And 很感兴趣是12年之后呢，她全心侍奉主，然后她参加了一个中文的传教大会。
And she met a single man who was also a full-time minister.
然后她就遇见了一位男士，也是全职的传教士。
In 2012, at the age of 52, she married this man.
所以在2002年他52岁的时候他终于结婚了。
And amazingly, he was a widower with two college-age daughters.
所以那个男士呢 有两个孩子，两个大学的孩上大学的孩子。
And these daughters became like true daughters for this woman.
这两个孩子就成为了他自己跟亲生的女儿一样。
Looking back, the missionary could see that God had a wonderful plan for her all along.
所以从现在往回看的话，这个传教士可以看出神对他的安排。
He brought her a wonderful marriage and children that she so and the children that she so desired.
所以神赐给他这样一个美好的家庭，还这么合适的孩子。
But for those 17 years of singleness and rejection, those must have been pretty hard years.
但是一想到这17年来苦苦的挣扎等待，一定是非常困难的。
But her faith showed how rewarding her marriage is now.
但是她的信心呢，就 使他的这个现在的婚姻的生活非常幸福。
And it also shows how much faith it took for those 17 years.
也显示了他这17年来他的信心有多大。
So Israel struggled for 20 years before finally coming close to God.
以色列人也是这样，他们苦苦挣扎了20年才最终回到神那里。
After that long time, Jesus was ready. After that long time, Israel was ready when Samuel called them to put away their idols.
这二十年之后呢，以色列人终于准备好了。当撒母耳对他们说，你们要弃掉你们中间这些偶像的时候，他们就准备好了。
In 1 Samuel 7:3-4, it says, "So Samuel said to all the Israelites, 'If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths, and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines.'" So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtoreths and served the Lord only.
撒母耳记上七章三节到四节，撒母耳就对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神亚斯他录从你们中间除掉。外邦的神和亚斯他录神从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。”以色列人就除掉住巴利和亚斯他录，单单的侍奉耶和华。
So the Israelites threw out all their idols.
所以以色列人就把他们所有的 idol 都扔掉了。
So the missionary story tells us of those first years of rejecting God's call.
这个传道人的故事呢，就告诉我们，从一开始就不服从神呼召的这样的一个错误。
And 1 Samuel 7 tells us about 20 years when the nation of Israel could not get any closer to God.
以色列人的故事也告诉我们，二十年里，在这个二十年里，以色列人都不能完全的归向神。
But you don't have to wait those 20 years.
但是你们不要等这二十年。
God wants to be close to you today.
我们的神今天就想和你非常非常近。
He is ready to fulfill his promises.
神一定要应验他的许诺，他的应许。
So whatever idolatry is holding you back in your life, get rid of it.
所以不管是什么样的偶像在生活中追着你，都要把它去掉。
It's not worth delaying God fulfilling his goals in your life.
因为这些偶像，所以神的计划在你身上不能实现，这真是太不值得了。
So maybe you're just too busy to get close to God.
也许你是太忙，就是没有时间去亲近神。
Whatever keeping you so busy is an idol.
但是想一想，是什么让你这么忙呢？这个让你特别忙的东西就是你的偶像。
Or maybe you always find yourself embarrassed, too embarrassed to admit your weaknesses to others.
也许你就是太害羞，不愿意向别人承认你自己的弱点。
That self-regard is an idol.
这个自尊心也是你的偶像。
Let's learn from the Israelites.
让我们从这个以色列人身上学一些东西。
After all that time living in idolatry, the Israelites were ready to confess to the Lord all of their sins.
经过二十年，他们终于能在神面前认罪。
1 Samuel 7:5-6 says, "Then Samuel said, 'Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you.' When they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that day they fasted, and there they confessed, 'We have sinned against the Lord.'"
这撒母耳记上第七章五至六节，撒母耳说：“要使以色列众人聚集在米示巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。他们就聚集在米示巴，打水浇在耶和华面前。当日进食，说我们得罪了耶和华。
We see this beautiful imagery from the Old Testament. Lamentations 2:19 tells us, "Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord."
我们就这样看到这样一幅美好的画面，在耶利米哀歌里边也说。在主面前要倾心如水。
That's exactly what the Lord, what the Israelites did with their sin and guilt weighing on their hearts.
这正是以色列人怎么对付他们心中的罪过和羞愧，他们在神面前毫无保留地倾吐出来。
They literally pour out water before the Lord.
他们真的在, 在神面前把水打水, 浇水。
And then they fast and confess their sin.
然后他们就进食, 那就认罪。
Honestly, this is a really beautiful picture for me.
很, 诚实地讲, 我就仿佛看到了这个一张画, 这个场景。
This past semester, I led a Bible study on Tuesday nights.
在上一学期呢, 我, 领了一个圣经学习班。
When we were able to be vulnerable and honest with each other in our Bible study, we came much closer to God and to each other.
当我们发现我们能放下自己，放下那层保护我们的那个膜，而我们就能更能的彼此亲近，并且更和神接近。
Confessing our sins together is so important.
在一起互相认罪真是很重要。
We don't have to pretend to have it all together.
我们不要假装的自己完美无缺。
We all are weak, sinful people.
我们都是很软弱的罪人。
But God still loves us and has great plans for us.
但就不影响神仍然爱我们，仍然在我们身上有计划。
If you're not part of a Bible study, we welcome you to join ours.
你如果还没在什么地方参加圣经学习，你可以，我们欢迎你来和我们一起学。
You can talk to me afterwards.
在这个结束之后，你可以跟我谈。
So as the Israelites fast and confess, the Israelites' enemy, the Philistines, sees them as weak.
当以色列人在进食的时候呢，他们的敌人一看，哇，他们在进食，这是一个攻击他们的好机会。
But the Israelites know to turn to the Lord.
对，但这个以色列人呢，他们现在就有信心，他们知道他神已经跟他们在一起。
Verses 7 to 9 say, When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hands of the Philistines. Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him.
撒母耳记上第七章第七到九节这样说，说腓利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，腓利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人，以色列人听见了就惧怕腓利士人，以色列人对撒母耳说，愿你不住的为我们呼求耶和华我们的神，救我们脱离腓利士人的手。撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献与耶和华做全系的燔祭，为以色列人。
In times of need, we know where our help comes from.
当你需要帮助的时候，你要知道你的帮助从哪儿来。
Our help comes from the Lord.
我们的帮助是从神来。
When Israel called on God for help, He answered them.
当以色列人呼求耶和华帮助他们的时候，耶和华答应了他们。
We can be confident that He will do the same for us.
因为是 这样的一个神，所以我们就很有信心。当我们有需要帮助的时候，这同样的一位神也会帮助我们。Listen
to the way he answers Samuel's prayer.
看他是怎样回答Samuel的呼召的。Verse
10 says, While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites.
撒母耳记上说，撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，腓利士人前来要与以色列人征战。当日耶和华大发雷声，惊乱腓利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。God
thunders down on the Philistines.
神就把腓利士人用的雷声给击得魂不附体。The
Israelites were not confused by the sound.
以色列人呢，并不害怕这个雷声。
They knew where it came from.
他们知道这个雷声是从哪儿来的。
But the Philistines were thrown into such a confusion that the Israelites, who were totally unprepared and had been fasting, were able to come out and defeat the Philistines.
这个以色列人呢，这个雷声是这么大，吓得腓利士人呢魂不附体，竟然败在那些正在进食、还没有准备征战的以色列人面前。
So that day, God showed that He is the true God of thunder.
So 在那一天，神就证明了他是这个雷神的真正的神。
He defends His chosen people.
他保护了他他的子民。
God holds the fate of the nations in His hands.
是只有我们的神才能掌管雷神的命运。
The Israelites' victory must have been even sweeter after those 20 years of struggling.
经过这二十年的苦苦挣扎，以色列人重新尝到了胜利的滋味。
So in verse 12, Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us."
Samuel 记上七到十二节说，撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Eben means stone, and Ezer means help.
那个以便呢，就是石头的意思。以谢是帮助的意思。
So I imagine that Samuel had the people of Israel find the largest stone that they could move that day, and they set it up in the most conspicuous place that they could find.
所以我想象那一天，撒母耳就让以色列人找到一块他们能找到最大的石头，把这块石头放在最显眼的地方。
They wanted everyone who passed this site to look at this enormous rock and ask why it was there.
他们想让所有经过这个地方的人看到这块巨石，都要问问题：为什么那块石头是在那儿？
The answer would come easily to anyone who knew the story.
那个回答呢，就对每个知道这个故事的人会很明显。
This is where God proved that He is the true God of thunder and who avenges and saves Israel.And controls the fate of the nations in His hands.
这个巨石就证明了我们的神啊，是雷电的神，他为以色列他的子民服了仇。
The best part about looking back at the Old Testament is to see just how faithful God has been.
所以我们看旧约的时候，我们就可以看到我们的神是怎样的信实，他是怎样的帮助了以色列人。
As we look to the new year, we can be confident that He will be just as faithful in the future.
所以当我们展望新的一年的时候，我们就有信心相信神也一定会帮助我们，就像帮助以色列人一样。
As I look into the new year, I'm actually pretty nervous.
我这新一年我实际上很感到有一点紧张。
I'm worried about my academic progress and about my research.
我有一点担心我学术上的进展和我的研究工作的进展。
I haven't accomplished as much as I hoped.
我是想的要做的很多，但是总觉得力不从心。
But when I look at this past semester, I know that God is with me.
但是呢，在我缺乏信心的时候，我一看我过去的这个学期呢，我就知道神一定真的是跟我在一起。
When I took my A exam this past November, I was also really nervous.
在这个上一个学期我 took 这个 A exam 的时候，我也是很紧张。
So the night before my exam, I prayed to God and I said that whatever the result was, I would accept it as God's will.
在考试的前夜，我就对神祷告说：“神啊，不管考试的结果是什么样，这都是你的安排。”
This gave me such profound peace that I knew that this peace was from God.
但是这样的祷告使我的心里平静极了，我知道这个平静是神赐给我的。
The next day I performed really well with the peace and help from God.
So 事实上第二天我考的还真的很好，感谢神对我的帮助。
So as I look into this next year, I might not know what God has in store for me.
所以我现在也不知道这个学期神让我做什么。
But I do know that God will be faithful to me.
但是我知道我相信神的信实。
Just as He was faithful to that missionary woman and the Israelites and to me.
就像神对那位传教士和对几千年以前的以色列人一样，神是信实的神。
Today I want us to come together as a church and remember how faithful God has been to us.
今天我想让我们大家在一起，来回顾神是怎样的，对我们是怎样的信实。
So just as we repeated so many times in our responsive reading of Psalm 136, God's love endures forever.
正像我们重复了很多遍在我们的responsive reading, 对神的慈爱永远不变。
So, please take your bulletin as your Ebenezer stone.
请大家拿出你的节目单作为这个以便以谢这块石头。
And write how God has been faithful to you recently on it.
写下最近或者是直到现在神对你信实的做的神对你的作为神的信实。
So how has he been your stone of help? No, it's okay. So after a few minutes, I will ask you to share it with your neighbor.
先自己写，然后过几分钟之后呢，我要邀请你和你坐在你身边的人分享。
Right. So, but at first, just think back on how God has brought you this far.
现在呢，就要静静的想一想，神是怎样的把你领到了今天。